Hello.
Hi, good morning, Cindy. It's Zach from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How's your week been going?
It's good. So I had my sister sign the other paper and I sent everything. I sent you the bank statements. I think you said March was missing. So
Yeah, that would be
I
it.
sent you that last night. I sent it over.
Oh no, I didn't receive it in my emails. I was just checking my emails this morning.
I did it in one that I sent it as a reply, not as a new email. Like I went to one of the old ones you sent me and I sent it as a reply.
Did you just put okay? I got one yesterday at 5:25 and it just says okay.
Yep, and then
And
I sent another one.
oh shoot, I don't believe that I received that, unfortunately. Let me
You didn't
check my
get that one?
Yeah, I just checked my spam file and there's nothing in there as well. Is it possible to maybe resend that today at some point?
I mean, I'm still home, so I could probably resend that now to
Okay.
you.
And then while I have you on the phone, there was one area. What is the rent that you pay monthly for the business
Okay. So I put
location?
it on the paper. The rent is $5,500.
Okay. Perfect. And then was there a specific amount that you were looking for the capital line of
Well, I have
credit?
another working capital, but the thing is, with the working capitals and with having to buy equipment, like I think I only took 2,000 out of that, no, 1,500 off of that one. What I'm trying to do is, so we still have also besides buying the equipment, is that we have a people's bank loan that's old, that it's down to I think 9,000, or it might be less. And the payments on that were 769. So I want to try and do a reconsolidation
Okay.
too with some of them instead of paying 769 here, paying this creditor, that creditor, for that creditor, and this way
Yeah.
consolidate and have everything one. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
So that's what I want to do, but of course I would need a big enough credit line to do that, like probably. You know, so that working capital that I have right now is only 24, so I only use 15 off of that. So I'm
Okay.
trying to consolidate all that together, and that is kind of my goal is to do that because, you know, then I could get the equipment that I need, consolidate that, and just have one payment for the business instead of all
Yeah.
these little payments going out.
Okay. So we have two separate programs. We have the equipment finance, and then we do have the working capital as well.
So we should probably be doing the working capital for what I want to do.
Okay.
That's probably what I really need is a business working capital.
Okay, then we'll
Okay.
yeah, so I had originally sent us the leasing application, and I had sent you over the working capital application yesterday.
I think I filled that out and sent it back also.
Okay, yeah, oh, that's part of the package that I didn't re the email I didn't receive then.
I don't know.
Probably.
I could send it over. I
Yeah.
mean, I filled out because you needed a paper from me, so I filled that one out separate from my sister's. And then,
Okay.
you know, where I signed my name at the bottom, her name, said she signed to the right. And then I just did a whole new one that you sent me for me because, you know, it's a 50-50 business split. So,
Right. You know what? I just had a thought.
yeah.
Would you be able to send over the information with the who is that other working capital loan with?
The other working capital loan is what First Niagara.
First Niagara. Would you be able to send over the information on that loan? Because that will give us a better snapshot of the business. That way, we can make an offer that's not going to be a burden, and at the same time, help you out. If that makes sense.
So I don't think I have any of that because my friend at First Niagara did that loan for me. So basically, if I need to draw money off of it, I just call them and then they just put it in an account and I withdraw it. So
Okay.
he didn't really give me I don't have no papers on that. Like it was just so easy to do that, you know, because the business has been up and running so long that, I mean, he just boom, 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 1, 2, 3, it was done, you
Wow.
know.
How
So,
cool.
I mean, it wasn't even all this that I'm doing with you. It was no bank statements, no nothing. He's like, it's an unsecured loan. The business qualifies for it, and it was done like in like a day. It was all done.
Wow, awesome.
So, you know, because the business has to have collateral because it's been up and running for so long, you
Yeah,
know.
yeah. So
So,
our working capital loan is unsecured as well.
Yeah, well, this is what this was, but I mean, the one that I did at First Niagara was like a piece of cake. Like, they didn't even ask for all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the business already has, you know, I guess collateral in it because it's been up and running, like he said, you know, the business had credit, basically, is what he was telling me. There's already
credit
in the business, so.
Right, because you guys have been, like since 1996 have been in business?
We've been in business since, used to be Family Here. It's been up and running since 96. And my sister and I took it over from the old owner, which we managed the business. She was a manager. I was a supervisor. Took mm-hmm. that over in 2001.
Oh, okay.
And changed the name to Creative Haircut. So all in all, the business has been up and running for over 24 years.
Very nice. So have a very good clientele, I would imagine.
Yeah, it has a good clientele.
Awesome.
Could get
awesome.
Bigger. We're doing a lot of marketing right now, too.
Okay. Well,
but, business owners will always tell you that. Could always be, busier.
Yeah.
All right, so this file that I sent you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, let me send it over right now and then see if you get it.
Yeah.
So let's see. So it says reply. I guess I got to hit reply. Are you feeling it? Maybe I should just go in under mail and just do it like this. Let me just see something too.
Okay.
See.
Yeah, I have my Gmail right. open here, so
I'm gonna put and then I'll put Creative Haircuts.
So
I'm on the phone. You could just
let you know. So I just want to give you a little bit of more information about our working capital. So it's based off of your gross annual sales for the year. So we're able to lend upwards of 15%. Of your top line revenue to the business. It looked like you had done about 350 last year, 350,000.
Yeah.
So it looks like, you know, we could potentially offer you upwards of close to 50 if that would help the business.
That would help the business a lot because then I could consolidate. I have to get new styling chairs. And, you know, I mean, I want to change the stations, but somebody told me, you know, why don't you have somebody come in and spray paint?
Right.
So, I mean, I have some options that I'm looking at. The thing is, I can't change too much with the stations because my central back runs through the bottom. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to do the long length mirrors with shelves and cutting carts.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that's going to work with the central back, and I really don't want to pull the central back out because that's how my salon stays so clean. You know?
Right.
And it's a big salon, so.
Okay, because like I said, you know, if you're thinking about larger, you know, ticket items, there's a separate program again that's similar to you know, like a car loan or things of that nature, where there's 2 to 5 years and it's a monthly payment. So if you're looking to, you know, replace chairs or complete stations, I'm not exactly
sure. 2 to 5 years would be good. Like, you know, because I think before when we bought the business from the old owner, so the business we paid $100,000 for, and that original loan was what the Irving it was with.
Uh-huh.
So my sister was thinking about, you know, calling them again, and I'm like, well, let's just try. You know, I tried the First Niagara, so I got it. And then, thing came in. So I said, well, let's just try this one and see if we could, you know, get a big enough credit line to consolidate everything because that's what we need to do and then get the new equipment and then just do have like a working capital. But I sent that over. It says,
just received it.
Okay. I don't know why I'm going to go last night then. But you can look in there and see if you got everything you need. And I think you do.
I
sent you the paper of me.
Yep, it looks
so
good.
It's separate. My sister has her own she filled out. I have my own I filled out because, you know, it's a partnership.
Yes.
And,
it's a good thing that you, you know, you establish a relationship with us because, you know, as that grows, so do the benefits of it as far as, you know, lower rates, extended terms, better offers, things of that nature. So when it, you know, it comes down to, you know, looking into bringing on or replacing your stations or even, you know, sprucing them up or fixing them up, you know, it's going
to
be
Yeah, my
better.
Other thought was possibly to have them re-laminate it.
Okay.
The other, you know, that's another thing that I was thinking about.
Like have woodworkers come in and just laminate over the existing surface?
Yeah, re-laminate and do like a different color. Because right now, so, you know, I already done, so I had to have a new floor put in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had the place painted. And, you know, and like I said, now there's just other stuff that has to be, you know, and I got to target the equipment, so...
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you say that. I used to do something similar to what you're describing. We call it refacing, where you
put
So I'm familiar with that. It can be a little bit
but
costly.
I don't know what that would cost to do that, because I have 12 stations, and have the back bar that the sinks are attached to.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then I have the desk in the front, which, you know, I would like to, you know, and I'm thinking about going and looking, you know, maybe for salons or maybe closing, because I would like to get a bigger desk.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the one concern with that, and it's really what the tough part of refacing is, when there's a lot of curves and a lot of weird angles.
Yeah.
And things can get a little bit more expensive just because of that, because it does get tricky.
Right.
Just,
yeah,
I'm just telling
it's not
you
as square like when it comes down, so it's smooth like bevel. So I don't.
Yeah, like you're doing a cabinet.
I said I would have to get a price, but then somebody said, "Oh my God, why don't you just have them spray paint?" So I would have to have somebody come in and do that, like a professional company, mm-hmm. do that. But,
right.
You know, and then I would just be getting new dryer chairs. You know, I 12 new styling chairs I have to get. Mm-hmm.
So those are definitely
like
things.
Not
that
a lot, probably. I think in equipment, I would say maybe top. If I had it, maybe like $5,000, and then to consolidate the other loan,
mm-hmm.
you got to figure we're moving 9, 10, 11, 12, another 12, and combine that all into one payment is what I'm trying to do.
Okay. Yeah, because my thought was get you, you know, the working capital and then do something separate on the side if you weren't ready to do, you know, bring on those new chairs and the other equipment just yet. Further down the road, you know, we could
Get
that.
The working capital going first and get those other loans moved, because now that loan, that people's bank loan that we're paying the $769 a month, of course, was at a higher loan amount, so mm-hmm. it's high. So if I move that and it's only 9 and I consolidate, those payments are going to go down.
Right.
Because the loan value, the face value of the loan is not what it was when I originally took it, because it's been paid on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's kind of my goal.
It sounds realistic. And also, one thing that we have, you know, if business were to pick up and you start getting extra revenue, we do have an early payment discount as well. I believe it's 5% of the balance of the loan. So it's something to think about as well, with regards to our working capital. But I'm glad I got a hold of you this morning. I got some more information. I have a better picture of exactly what you're looking to do. I'll start finishing packaging the rest of your information, and I'll get that over to underwriting today, and then we'll go from there.
All right. Thank you so much, Zach. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate your time
today.
I always
answer my phone because normally if I'm at work, I always have my Bluetooth in. So
Okay.
I usually always take my calls. Okay.
Awesome. I appreciate it. And I thank you for your time today.
Okay. You have a great day.
You too. And we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.